T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you are with us this morning, and we still got lots to get to for you this hour. We'll talk to Michelle Exner coming up from Parents Defending Education. We're going to check in with our buddy Griff Jenkins, see what he's up to today, and maybe he's covering the trial. Maybe he's covering the Supreme Court. I'm not quite sure where he is. Where in the world is Griff Jenkins? We'll find out here shortly. Maybe he's surfing. He could be surfing, for all I know. He loves to do that.
He does. He's always traveling, doing some kind of crazy. Remember he did the story on, like, bunkers? Like, bougie bunkers?
Yeah. We got to find out if whatever happened with that, because he was going out looking for one, and he wasn't sure if he was going to find one. And most times people don't want you to find them, so you wouldn't be able to report on where they were.
I was going to say, isn't that the point? Because if all hell breaks loose, then people are going to be like, I'd like to get some of that food or whatever else they have stored down there.
Exactly. And then before the end of the hour, we're going to talk about how you can help first responders. And one way you can do that is by taking part in the Big Dog Poker Tournament that's coming up. And I jokingly said earlier that our friend Bo Matthews is going to join us here at the end of the hour to talk more about that. And I jokingly said, I'll bet he's in his thought tub this morning. And if you're watching on Facebook, this is a picture he texted me.
From
his thought tub this morning.
Does he sit in there for like 4 hours?
I don't know that he's there for 4 hours, but he gets up in the morning and he soaks in his thought tub. And, you know, it's 40-some degrees outside this morning. What a good morning to be in a hot tub there. Bo, you go, buddy.
You go, Bo. Although I like hot tubs, but then you get all pruny.
Well, we'll have to ask him about that.
I'm going to need to know if he's pruny.
I'm going to let
you ask. First things first,
I'm going to let you ask that. Because that'll be perfect. So we'll get to Bo here at about 8:45 or so. I promise you that. First, though, I want to get to our shortlist, Carl, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
This is the most asinine, really, I would say the most anti-woman, anti-reality pursuit we have seen from this administration.
That is Riley Gaines talking about the changes to Title IX. Michelle Exner from Parents Defending Education has some thoughts on it, too. We're going to get to her coming up here in just a few minutes.
I thank you all very much, and I'm going off to make a speech at the hotel I'm late for, and I'm plenty of time to answer questions on this and other matters.
Whoops. Joe Biden's like, I'm sorry, I can't take any questions. I got to go make a speech at a hotel and I'm late. Is it a fundraiser? Is that where he's going? I don't know, but I hope it's not in the prompter.
4 more years.
Pause. 4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
He said it twice. Did you hear it? Pause. And then they started chanting and he went, pause. No idea where he is. Completely clueless. Should be in a senior living community somewhere.
Now this legislation heads to the governor's desk. Parson will review this bill like any other, and he will make a decision once it goes through that thorough review process.
Yeah, how about that? So you've got this bill. If you missed our interview, we talked to Senator Nick Schroer. He's one of the people who's been pushing for this for years now, trying to get Medicaid to not pay for abortions in the state of Missouri. And if you missed our interview with Nick, you can go back and listen to it. It's up. We'll have it up on demand for you here. You can hit rewind on the Odyssey app if that's easier for you. Kind of explaining why they did this. Yes, it's true. as the local media will tell you. I've got the story here. I had it on my grubby little fingers just a minute ago. But what they're pointing out is that, well, abortions are already illegal in the state of Missouri.
They don't use Medicaid funding because they just make sure that they do cancer screenings and wellness exams.
But they are, the point is they're doing them in other states. And money that the federal government, if it gives it to Planned Parenthood for that, is then fungible because they don't have to spend other monies on the stuff they were going to spend them on. They can spend it on promoting abortions and doing things like running an abortion bus up and down the border here along the Illinois-Missouri border so that you have easier access. You can just go get on the murder RV that they operate over in Illinois.
Yeah, it's like Harry Potter's little secret train that they've got just to go right over there to get your abortion and then come back using taxpayer money.
Mm. So anyway, they want to prevent any Medicaid funding from going to Planned Parenthood. That's on its way to the governor's desk. Democrats are claiming that this will just spur people to go out and vote to get abortion ensconced in the Missouri Constitution coming up in November.
I mean, I worry that if it makes it on the ballot, which I believe it will, I do worry that they will vote because for whatever reason, the liberals tend to show up to the polls better. I don't know what we have to say, what we have to do to get people off their butt, for lack of a better word, and go to the polls, but something needs to be done. That was embarrassing how low voter turnout was everywhere.
I would worry about it more if it was an off-year election, if it was an off-cycle, a midterm election, right? I would worry about it more then. I don't think voter turnout is going to be an issue in this election in November. I don't.
No, I think you're going to have good voter turnout, but I worry that not enough conservatives are going to show up.
It's Missouri, and here's the thing about it. Missouri is a Trump state. Conservatives are going to turn out to vote in this presidential election. I believe that. And there has never been a more stark difference between these two candidates.
Yeah, true.
With that vote turnout, you have, while Joe Biden supporters may be more motivated to turn out to vote for the abortion initiative petition than they are for him, I still don't believe it's going to be enough. If every person that votes for Trump is voting against this abortion initiative petition, it loses. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it was an off-year election, I'd be more concerned about it. Now, we still have to push turnout, as Laura Trump said the other day. Nothing's more important than turnout. You've got to get people to the polls, as we discovered in these school board elections.
Mm-hmm.
People talk a good game, and then they didn't bother to spend 5 minutes going to vote.
Yeah.
Shame, shame, shame on you. Wagging my finger at you if you're one of those people that didn't vote on election day for the schools earlier this month. Shame on you. Now, maybe you're more motivated, I hope, to go vote in November. There was a chance they talked about maybe putting it on the August ballot, which I think would be a horrible idea. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, even though it's the primary, I think fewer people are likely to go vote in that election than in November. I'm sure statistically that's true.
Absolutely.
So in a high voter turnout, let the pink hat crowd come. They're going to come out and vote for Joe Biden anyway. I'm not sure that they're going to change the outcome of the presidential election. And I believe we have enough common sense Republicans in this state that we can defeat the other one as well.
I hope so. I really do.
Wow. Yep. We'll have to get turnout for sure. Coming up, we got Michelle Exner. We got Griff Jenkins. We got Bo Matthews. Right after the break, we'll be talking about Title IX and why these changes could ultimately mean when your daughter goes to school, maybe not this school year, maybe next, and she goes into the locker room, there could be a dude changing clothes right next to her. That's what they're after here, even if it's not in this particular writing yet. So we'll talk to Michelle Exner coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the most asinine, really, I would say the most anti-woman, anti-reality pursuit we have seen from this administration thus far. It is something that not only abolishes women's sports as we know it, this would allow men in women's locker rooms, bathrooms, changing spaces.
Riley Gaines knows a thing or two about that. The competition you might face if you've worked your whole life to get on the podium at a swim meet, and you're number 9 on the podium, and suddenly you get bumped off because there's a dude swimming with you who took first place, who bumped the first place winner to second and right on down the line till you're not on the podium anymore. I mean, that swimming is just an example of where instead of affecting just the winner, it could affect the other 8 or 9 people that would be on the podium next to you.
It's a ripple effect.
It really is. And fortunately, there are people drawing attention to these changes that have been made to, of course, the Title IX regulations. And we've got Michelle Exner with us with Parents Defending Education. She's a senior advisor there. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing
just
well.
Just hearing you explain and talk through it, it just sounds so insane. Like, how are we even having this debate? How is this even a thing?
Well, how is it a thing? How did Title IX, which I remember, I mean, it happened in the 70s, right? I remember when it happened, and the idea was to protect women's sports, specifically women's sports, but to make sure outside of that that you couldn't, that if you did something for one, you had to do something for the other. And now we're hurting those same women.
Absolutely. You know what the most frustrating part outside? I think we all predicted that's where the Biden admin was going to go because they're just adhering and appeasing to the radical wing of his party, is that his Secretary of Education, Secretary Cardona, has a prepared, very scripted video saying Title IX has been around for decades. It's meant to protect women, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And I'm like, what a slap in the face, right? Not only are they essentially erasing women, but now he's just lying to us, right? We saw what they proposed. It now has, quote unquote, gender identity as a protected class. So if men can now be women under this gender identity, then how do women even exist as a protected class, right? And so it was incredibly insulting, both as a woman myself, the mom of a young girl, a young athlete, and I'm sure there are a lot of frustrated parents across the country.
I don't know, Kim, how do you feel? Don't you feel that if you look at a bathing suit, Dylan Mulvaney could wear it better?
I do feel that way. Yeah, you have to have the tuck swimsuits, and you can go to Target and purchase them. I agree, Michelle. I mean, where are the feminists right now who should be screaming from the rooftops that they're essentially trying to erase women's sports and everything that we've worked so hard as a nation to protect?
Yeah, the silver lining there is that the poll, right, the mainstream people, maybe they're afraid of not being invited to the cocktail parties out in L.A. But I think that the majority of Americans are with us on this issue, right? And it's trending in the same, you know, in the same direction, because Gallup polls, right, from 2 years ago showed, I believe it was 60% of Americans believe that sports should be separated by biological sex. And then the next year, it's up 10 points, 10 percentage points, right? And so I think the more that that we see Leah Thomas and men like her standing alongside women, where you visually, right, like your eyes are seeing the differences, the biological differences. I think the more of that, the more, you know, the more parents are going to be like, no, the more female athletes are going to have the bravery. I mean, you even had Angel Reese, right? The Louisiana player who just last week, she said, protect young girls. And I think it was interpreted as talking about this issue. So I think it's going to become more mainstream, which is hopeful.
You're right. I mean, when this was written, there was no question in anybody's mind what you meant when you said male or female. So I know this will be challenged in court. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They played jujitsu with it. It was not the original intent as it was written by Congress. How can they get away with this?
You know, I don't think they are. I think that there is a reason that Biden waited until April. I think it's not supposed to go in effect until August. It's going to be, I mean, I know we have a lawsuit that's, you know, we've got in the works. There is going to be a lot of pushback to this in the courts, and rightfully so, because like you said, it has always been interpreted, right? The Supreme Court precedent here has been that this was meant to protect biological women, right? Because in the 70s, there was not, oh, you can identify as whatever you want and it will be protected. And so that's completely inaccurate. And I think it's going to be challenged. And like I said, the Biden admin knows this, right? That's why they're doing this at the 11th hour, right? The last couple months of his presidency. It doesn't go in effect until August. And I'll be honest, I think it's an interesting political roll of the dice here, yeah, because it's not a popular issue.
I mean,
this
goes K through 12, right? So you have kindergartners who are expected to respect the he, him, whatever the person's preferred pronouns are as part of this as well.
And that's another thing, right, is the free speech. And yeah, any education institution that receives federal funding, whether that's the Head Start, right, even pre-K, kindergarten, K-12, higher ed, right, run the gamut of education institutions across America, they are to abide by this Title IX, right? So vast amount, millions of kids that are impacted. And you're absolutely right. I know we've been focusing on gender identity and obviously demolishing of women's spaces, including sports, locker rooms, restrooms, but also the free speech issue, right? Yeah. So now there could be consequences and a punishment for a student that does not use the right pronoun. Well, what if they don't believe, right? What if they believe they're two genders?
Yes.
Like most of us do, right? And that's not up to interpretation.
And
so now they're going to be forced by their school to say, no, like that's a violation of their free rights.
Michelle, can people go to defendinged.org to find out more about what you guys are doing?
I would love for people to go to defendinged.org. We were established to empower parents, expose the bad stuff happening. So please join us. We're there to help parents out.
Excellent. Michelle Ekstrom, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Coming up, we're going to get to Bo Matthews sitting in the thought tub this morning, get his thoughts on how you can help support our local first responders. He's got a big fundraiser coming up. All the details still ahead.
The students inside the encampment is go back to class and stop the nonsense. There, look, if we want to have a debate on campus about the merits of these things, let's do that. But you can't intimidate your fellow students and make them stay home from class. Think about that. Is that right? Do you think that's right? Stop wasting your parents' money.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins. I hear you, Griff. What's going on, my friend?
I'm laughing because this is completely ungermane to anything we're about to talk about.
Okay.
But I have been treated to more ABBA in the last 24 hours than I have in the last 10 years.
Why?
Because, as you know, as an avowed, diehard, unapologetic SoulCycle fitness guy, I try after work to go to a 5:30 SoulCycle class, show up yesterday. And if you do SoulCycle, sometimes they have, you know, music themes. Most commonly, it's a Taylor Swift thing. We've been a lot of Taylor Swift lately, which I like. But yesterday's theme was ABBA. And I was like, what? And they start rolling Dancing Queens, the first song. And I look around, and, you know, SoulCycle is predominantly young, college-age women, and they're all confused. They have no idea what the hell they're listening to, and I'm rocking it. This 53-year-old guy's in the middle of class just kicking butt, and then, of course, Carl fires off some awesome ABBA. So maybe there's like a cosmic sign here. I need to get back in tune with my ABBA roots, but
it's
I digress.
Bjorn's birthday today.
Ah.
One of the
B's.
That makes sense. There's Bjorn and Bernie.
Well, Mark says he's going to learn guitar this year, so maybe you two could do some sort of musical rendition together.
Not ABBA. There's not much guitar in ABBA.
It might be easier.
Yeah.
Just a few notes.
I'm going to go for like Metallica.
Yes.
Or, you know,
yes,
maybe
sir.
AC/DC
he's not
band.
Learning that either.
Maybe go for like a Hot Cross Buns, Griff.
No.
Listen,
no.
I played drums in a high school band. Our band was called Cobalt, and we kicked butt. A lot of hard
rock
there.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm thinking Smoke on the Water, maybe the best I can do by the end of the year.
I love it.
Hey,
meanwhile,
I played that
just
Mike,
a little bit of news.
I played that Mike Johnson bite there because Mike Johnson sounded like I would sound if I was talking to a group of college students right now who were protesting a subject they clearly don't understand. I mean, if it's my kid or Griff Jenkins' kid, where was it? The University of Georgia? Is that where your kid was?
So my eldest daughter graduated from Georgia,
okay,
and
right.
My youngest daughter is headed to the University of Miami in the fall. And I will tell you, and this is just a, you know, opinion, private opinion of a parent, if I see my kid out there getting arrested, yelling, you know, go Hamas, she's going to be on the first flight back home.
Thank you. That's the exact point I was getting to. That where are the parents in all of this?
I agree. And, you know, there's, by the way, I retweeted it out there on Twitter now. There's a pretty interesting exchange going on right now between the chief of police of NYPD taking on AOC over, you know, their actions going in to protect these Jewish students.
Yes.
And it's fascinating. I was having a conversation with a colleague saying, you know, while we are all watching this unbelievably historic Supreme Court hearing going down right now, deciding ultimately the contours of the parameter of presidential protection, you know, at some point, the court really ought to figure out whether or not the First Amendment is this sort of territorial straitjacket on college presidents to allow the harassment, intimidation, and violent rhetoric that you're seeing on places like NYU and Harvard and Columbia. And it's gotten to the point now where you saw a very different handling of that, obviously, in Austin with the UT administrators and now what continues, particularly Ground Zero at Columbia.
I can't believe AOC is trying to make the argument that Columbia made the horrific decision, was her wording, to mobilize NYPD on their own students. And then she went on to say that the units that were called in there have some of the most violent reputations on the force. Give me a break.
So just an observation here, not an opinion, but I would suggest to you, Kim, that maybe AOC's logic here is let's double down. We got nothing to lose, and we're seeing movement within the White House.
Yes.
Taking this first sort of, well, hang on, wait a minute. Maybe our ironclad Israel defense is moving. Maybe the ball can move a little bit. And so she sees an opportunity to go in and double down, which creates, as you saw the questions all day yesterday in the White House briefing, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and I kind of felt for her a little bit because there really isn't a good answer she's got there. And they don't have an answer at the White House. And you're seeing, obviously, Chuck Schumer, the majority leader of the Senate, calling for, you know, elections in Israel to get rid of Netanyahu. And so people like AOC are seeing their progressive influence gaining strength. And so she sees an opportunity in that moment to double down and keep pressing, keep those protesters fueled out there, give them some fuel and keep trying to move in the direction that they want to go.
Hey, yeah. Griff, how crazy is it in Washington today with what's going on at the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, it is obviously all eyes on it. And there's some protesters out there. I'm kind of on standby because, as you know, they love to throw me in there like a pinata in these wild protests.
Yeah.
But it's not crazy. And, you know, we did have quite an active several hundred out in the front of the court yesterday on the abortion issue. And of course, maybe it's because we really don't know where the court's going. And so the really protest momentum isn't there, or there just aren't any protesters available because they're all on college campuses waving Hamas flags.
It's possible. This was my favorite soundbite from yesterday. Hang on.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh. Why are we here? I don't know. Why are we here?
I don't know who the band is. I just heard there's a free concert, so yeah. I wanted to go to the party. Maybe I'll meet my future husband here.
Oh, my gosh. That is hearing those sound bites. And I know the girls were from Columbia, and they had come to NYU because they were recruiting protesters. And then they were standing there and were dumb enough to let a TV camera come up to them and ask them why they were there. And they had no clue, no idea what the issues were with NYU.
Yeah, you know, it is interesting, too, because when you look at this, I mean, I started my protest coverage in the anti-war early days of the 2000s when you had these anti-war protesters out there for protesting Bush in the Iraq War. And, you know, the message was pretty clear. And I actually forged, believe it or not, a relationship with Code Pink. And, you know, they would talk to me and interview. And like, it was easy for the country to understand, no matter where your politics were, on exactly what the message is. And so if you then apply sort of that to what we're seeing now on these college campuses, on the one hand, you've got the humorous poor little girl that has no clue what she's doing or why she's there or what it's about.
Yeah.
But even the people that are the most, you know, ardent leaders of it, it appears that the end message is the destruction of Israel. And you know, an anti-Semitism, violent rhetoric message, which, in fairness, many people have pointed out, really isn't that different from what actual terrorists and what actual Hamas fighters believe. And that's a chilling moment.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, good luck, my friend, today, and whatever they assign you to. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You guys have a good one, and hopefully it stays very quiet and I have a very boring day, but we'll see what happens.
Let's hope by 5:30 tonight, there Eastern time, you're listening to Dancing Queen again.
That's right. Back on the Soul Cycle, doing an ABBA class.
All right. See you, Griff.
See you guys. Bye.
Speaking of a dancing queen, we will get to Bo Matthews, dried off and out of his hot tub in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. A hound dog. I thought we'd go back to Dancing Queen.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I didn't call you a dancing queen, Bo. Just for the
thank
record.
You. Thank you. No, I heard who said that. What is that, Mark?
Envisioning you at some, you know, country music festival somewhere dancing around Bo Matthews. That's all. That's what I think about.
I don't get you.
Swift concert?
No. Not a long time.
You know, Kim, that this guy, Bo Matthews, used to get Christmas cards regularly from Taylor Swift. Am I right about that?
Every year.
All kinds of cards. I mean, it would be like happy birthday. She would take a birthday card, scratch out that, and just say, hey, I was rolling through town, heard you on the radio. Thanks for playing my music, blah, blah, blah. So we were tight. Not really.
You're a Swiftie.
What? the OG. No, I'm just
kidding. Yeah, the OG.
The country, you know, Taylor.
The Swiftie before they went crazy.
Isn't that the truth? But to answer your question, Miss St. Ange, I'm not wrinkled, and I do enjoy starting each day and ending each day in my hot tub. 102, 103 is always waiting for me. I would describe it more as supple.
Oh, okay.
Not wrinkled.
Because if you're in a hot tub, a bathtub for like even 30 minutes, you tend to get a little pruny. And if you're sitting in there for a long time, surely you're pruny.
Tomato, tomato. I have hot cross buns when I get out of it. Little reach back for you.
There he is. I'm showing the people on the live feed this morning, you sitting in your hot tub, Bo. I got your picture up there with your thumb. And I can't tell if those are your shorts hanging on the wall behind you there or what the deal is. So I don't.
I'm pretty predictable.
Details.
Don't answer that question, Bo.
I'm not going to. Are you kidding me?
You know, anyway, I'm so sad because I love going to the Big Dog Poker Tournament every year, and I'm actually going to be out of town when it happens because it's coming up in a little over a week. Tell us about it.
You know what? The 8th Annual Big Dogs Poker Bash, we had a meeting last night, and, you know, I think I've said this before, the economy, I think, is catching up with a lot of people. Some people that have donated in the past couldn't this year, and we understand that, but other people, other sponsors have stepped up their game and really went over, you know, over the top to make a donation of a silent auction item, which we are still taking in. If you're a company and you want to be a part of it, it supports the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund. But we were talking last night, and it may be the time of the year because I believe this is the latest time we've ever scheduled it, but it's going to be at the Holiday Inn Six Flags right there in Eureka on May 5th. Yes, it's Cinco de Mayo, but we are going to have pulled pork tacos, pulled pork nachos, refried beans, slaw, chips and salsa and queso. It's going to be, you know, that theme, so you don't miss out. Plus, we'll have margaritas. And it really is to support a great organization which supports the police officers of Eureka. And you're thinking, Eureka, that's just a little town just west of town. You know what? They do so much out there, including policing Six Flags.
Right.
And, you know, they're busy. And so when this organization started, I think it was about 10 years ago, we figured, we had no idea the need that was there. And so we started doing this poker bash, and with Chuck and Kim Mayer and the whole team, Teresa Arnett, the Cullen team is part of it. We, you know, we're just a small group that put on a house game. And I talked to so many people that play cards, you know, on a regular, on the weekends they get together and play, you know, bunco or, you know, poker or whatever the case is. Dude, that's what this is. It's just a huge house game.
Yeah.
Mark, you can attest to it.
It's fantastic. This year it'll be like Cinco de Drinko, right? Because it'll be on it'll be on Cinco de Mayo, and it is fun. And you can there are people there that are really serious poker players, and there are a bunch of us that just enjoy it like on the weekends with our buddies. And it doesn't matter. It's fantastic. There are people that have if you beat them, like last year, you put a mark on me, and if somebody beat me, they got a $50 cash bonus, which somebody I lost.
Yeah, we do the bounties, and you know, and I was thinking about this a few weeks ago. I was out of town, and Kim, you actually filled in on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. If you would like to be the stunt double for Mark Cox at the 8th Annual Big Dogs Poker Bash, we'd take you.
Here's the challenge. Do you have to know how to play poker?
There's an app for that.
You don't have to be good, but do you have to know how to play at all? I can maybe do Texas Hold'em. I think I know how to do that one.
Bo, we're going to run out. We're going to run out of time here. How can people get a hold of you to figure out?
Thanks for the time. On Facebook, go to Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, or you can go on to Eventbrite and search the 8th Annual Big Dogs Poker Bash. $50 if you sign up online, $60 at the door. May 5th, Holiday in Eureka for the police officers. Thank you, guys.
Awesome, buddy. And go back to the tub. Okay. Well, all right, that does it for us. We'll see you Friday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.